This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
You can't fight it. It's part of life. You're getting older.
Some of us faster than others. I feel it, man.
But if you're wondering, am I officially considered old? Well, here are a few sayings that if you caught yourself uttering them, then you're on your way to being a senior citizen.
Oh, okay. I think I know one that might be on the list. Like that thing of where you complain about the music being too loud.
That did make the
list. It did make the
list. Yeah. If you've heard yourself saying, why is the music so loud in here?
I refuse to say that. Like, because my wife is saying, like, can you turn that down? It's loud. I'm like, oh, you're old. And I will not say it.
I started feeling that way at 26, 27. I was like, it's so loud in here. And I can't enjoy talking to my friends if I have to shout over them.
I don't like, when you go to a restaurant, they're like, hey, we have live music on Thursday. And you're like, oh, this is great. I got to listen to a bad cover band play too loudly while I'm trying to have a conversation. Wonderful.
Right. Well, sometimes you don't even make it out to dinner.
That made me sound old, too.
If you've heard yourself say, I can't go out. I have chicken in the fridge that I need to cook before it goes bad. You're old.
Yeah, my wife said that.
And then also, if you've said, it's 8:30 at night, a little late to start a movie.
My wife has said that.
I'm sure you've thought it. You've thought it.
No, like, I will bust out a movie at 8:30, even though we have to go to bed really early, not because we're old, but because of our job. Even Betty's in bed at 8.
Oh, you know? For sure.
It's just kind of this job, but, like, yeah, I will do that. Like, last night it happened. There was something where it was, like, in that in-between time where it was kind of right on that edge of where we're, you know, have enough time. I'm like, oh, we could watch this. She goes, oh, no, it's too long. I'm like... But then she's always like, well, you have to go to work. I think she just likes to sleep.
I don't know. I think she's the responsible one. Or you're the irresponsible one.
Okay, that's probably true. All right, well, there you go. I think we all know how to avoid sounding old now, at least. So thank you for that, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And sometimes being particular, I think, can be misconstrued as high maintenance. And I believe this happens to women more so than men. But we talked about this the other day. We're like, okay, well, what makes men high maintenance? And ladies, like, you, God bless you, jumped right in there, okay?
There's a lot to talk about there.
Yeah, it's more than I thought. But to be fair, because I'm all about equality for men and women. I mean, I want us to be treated the same across the board, salary-wise, all this stuff. Like, so now I want us to be treated the same here with... Let's see what makes women high maintenance for just a split second, just a minute. So, guys, we'll take your opinion on this. Betty Rock is the only female on the show. You have full reign to weigh in and say if you think this is accurate or not when they describe something that their wife or significant other does.
And it could be that you're a woman yourself and you think you do this thing. You don't think it's high maintenance, but others in your life have told you that it is. For instance, I would think that Wally would say, I'm high maintenance.
Oh, yes.
When it comes to...
Everything.
No. When it comes to having emotions or feelings, heaven forbid, I vocalize those.
Yes.
Whereas you can, but you can yell them, scream them, and throw a hissy fit. And that doesn't make you
high maintenance. But my emotions are about other things, not about you. Like, I very rarely share my emotions about you. Like, I don't feel like I have to tell you everything that bothers me. I'm like, okay,
So there's a lot that bothers you that I do.
Hey, let's go to another thing. Let's talk about some other stuff for a minute.
Okay.
Stop being so high maintenance. All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM. If you're a guy and you got that high maintenance woman in your life, tell us what it is so women can make changes. They're very smart.
We need to make a change?
Yes. Yes. You guys are smart. You know if there's a problem, you want to change it. You want to talk about it.
Not if it's unnecessary.
Yeah. No, but it probably will be very necessary.
No, it's not.
Yes.
I can already tell you now it's not.
See, this is the problem. You need to be more open-minded. 855-33-WAY-FM. Or like Betty had said, if you're a woman that's been called high high maintenance. I'd love to know what you think about that and what it was. 855-33-WAY-FM. We will take yours right now. So, Amy, have you ever been called high maintenance before?
Yes.
Okay, now why were you called this?
I like to keep myself, look like I put together my makeup, I've done my hair, done my clothes, nice, things like that.
Okay, so you want to make yourself look presentable. I don't think that makes you high maintenance.
That doesn't make you high maintenance. That's wonderful. Good for you. Good on you for taking care of yourself and wanting to present yourself in the best manner possible. How long does it take you to do this?
It could take me about 30 minutes, maybe.
Okay, that's in the window.
Yeah,
anything over an hour is that would fall into, for guys, that would fall into the high maintenance realm. But half hour, girl, you're way ahead of schedule.
Right?
What do you do for a living, Amy, where you have to be presentable?
Well, I actually work at an elementary school in the special needs department.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to scare small children by getting up with your bed head.
I'm glad you said that. As a guy, I cannot dive into those waters. But thank you, Rock, for taking that one.
Well, Amy, I'm thankful for my line of work because obviously I don't have to care. I can come in my pajamas, and now I won't hear the end of it from Wally, but it is what it is.
You know what, Betty Rock? You just coming in here every day, it doesn't matter if you've done makeup or not.
Uh-huh.
You are here, and I think that's important.
That's not where I saw it going.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. If you're a woman and you've been called high maintenance before, this is your chance to maybe defend yourself. We posted this online, right, Rock?
That's right, and you can follow along on Facebook.com/Wally Show. But Kim said, apparently I'm a high maintenance sleeper. I can't sleep on wrinkled sheets, but I also need two fans, a humidifier, my shaped pillow, a pillow for my arms, and sometimes music.
Yeah, if that's the nighttime ritual, that would qualify as high maintenance for sure.
Carrie said, apparently because I won't go camping without a toilet, I'm a princess.
I get that one too. All right, so Sue, are you a high maintenance?
I think I was for at least 24 years of my life. I think I was.
Wow, you admitted it. That's amazing. I've never seen that happen before. I'm going to go looking for Bigfoot this weekend because I'm on a roll.
Okay.
I like to keep my hair done. So I used to get my hair done every 2 weeks. And it would cost me about $85.
Ooh.
And I thought, yeah, I know. I was like, okay, I have to do something about this. And I lock my hair now. I get it done every 3 months, and it costs me only $100.
Sue, I commend you because the thing is women are set up to fail because you can admit when you go and get your hair done, it costs way more than it does for a man, and it's just not fair.
Can I just put this out there? There are a lot of female hairstylists, so you're doing this to each other. Like
you're right.
It's on you, honestly. If women realize this is an issue, they should be like, okay, girl, I got you. We're going to charge you a lot less for this today because we know you're going to be back here in 3 weeks. It's not worth it, you know?
You may have heard something in a song on Way FM that sounds like it's from the Bible and wondered, where's that at? Well, wonder no more.
When you hear the song Rattle by Elevation Worship, and I love this song. And you listen to the first verse, you might think it's just about the resurrection of Jesus. It says, Friday's disappointment is Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has anything ever impossible stopped you? You know, and so you're like, okay, that makes sense. But it's a bigger story in the Bible, actually. Elevation Worship says Rattle comes from Ezekiel 37. And the prophet Ezekiel has a vision of this valley filled with dry bones. And God tells him to do something crazy. Says, prophesy to those bones so that they can come alive again. And he does it, and the army gets up off the floor. You're like, whoa, that was pretty freaky and dope at the same time. And so they went on to say that, you know, that the truth is that life isn't easy, and you're not always on the mountaintops. You know, sometimes you're in a valley, and you're staring disappointment in the face or a hopeless situation. But we've got this God who has proven time and time again and over again that miracles are not a problem for him. And so resurrection is what he does and who he is, you know, which I'm like, oh, that's a really great perspective beyond just the physical part of resurrection, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And they hope that this song will give you faith to believe in greater things and for impossible things in Jesus's name. So I'm like, okay, that's awesome. But as I was kind of researching this, I actually found out that Zach Williams did a version of Rattle.
Oh.
I'm like, wait, what, really? And so here, check this out. You might like this. Very modern worship. This one kind of southern rock, you know, Zach Williams style. And in his version, he actually has Pastor Stephen Furtick from Elevation reading Ezekiel 37, parts of it over the music, which is kind of cool.
So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together.
So there you go. That is where that's at. Ezekiel 37, if you were ever curious about the song Rattle from Elevation Worship and apparently one Mr. Zach Williams. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it. And she wants to become a teacher now, you know, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. News is all faxy and figury. This is more news-ish. Here's Wally.
This story actually started off in the form of a challenge from Alan. Alan knows about my love of the rant, and sometimes I will get off on those. And like, I don't do it too much on the show anymore, but we have an Aftercast, which is our podcast. You can get for free wherever you get your podcast. And that's where I usually take on this kind of stuff, because I have free reign for as long as I want to go. And it feels really good sometimes. I think everyone should have one for that, like a podcast, for just to get it off your chest. And so he says, hey, man, I know you love to rant and about how you get really, really annoyed by how oversensitive people have become today. Have you heard about what PETA said about Major League Baseball?
Oh, no. Come on. Don't give him another reason.
Gavin, have you heard this story?
No, I'm actually excited to hear this one.
There you go, because Gavin's a sports guy. Okay, so PETA, get this, wants to have MLB rename the bullpen because the bullpen has negative connotations towards how the way bulls are treated.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? It's so funny. They're asking them to change it because they say it mocks the misery of animals and devalues the players because you're just in a pen and you're just a commodity. And again, it's when you're not in that world, you're offended by this and offended by everything, apparently. And it's like people in that world, it's the term and it's part of the game. Yeah, you go to the bullpen, call the lefty from the bullpen. No one's getting offended by this.
I can promise you there's not a bullpen pitcher who's like, I'm more than just a bull.
Exactly.
In a pen.
And there's not a bull that went, hey, that's disrespectful. And it just kills me. It just kills me. Now, I will say this, okay? In full disclosure here, PETA drives me crazy. because I think they have good hearts at the base of it, and what they want is good. But when they go to the extremes to try and get noticed for it, that's where it becomes lunacy. You know, like, yeah, protect, make sure animals are treated humanely. I think most of us would agree that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. This is not how you accomplish that. But all of that said, they actually came up with, I think, not a bad alternative name. I hate when people complain and don't have a solution. So they actually came up with a name. They said, why don't you call it, instead of the bullpen, call it the arm barn.
No, they did not.
They did.
That's
arm
good.
Arm, because that's where pitchers are warming up.
Arm barn.
Yeah.
Arm barn.
Yeah. And like, I didn't hate that. Like, I didn't. Now, I don't like it because of the reason you want to change it. But like, I don't hate the arm barn. Go to the arm barn, get the lefty.
But what if barns start getting offended?
Well, farmers or yeah. Armed people like could be offended. So I'm not sure. We're probably never going to solve this one. And I do hope that MLB does not make this change. But I thought arm barn wasn't horrible. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And sometimes at work or at home, things just get done. And you walk in, you're like, do we have a fairy here? Like a blank fairy that fixes things? Like a toaster fairy that cleans out the crumbs? I don't know. I am that fairy at work here. I am the toilet fairy, okay?
You're the toilet fairy. That is not a good title.
I know. As I said it, I was like, okay. But I am the toilet fairy. We have a toilet seat that keeps getting loose. Gavin, you know all about this. It's the one in the men's room, and it will slide all the way off.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does, right? And so I've never brought my tools in. Which I really need to do, but I fix it
with
my
hands.
My fairy toilet tools, yes. I fix it with my hands by screwing the bolts back up underneath the toilet there to tighten it back down. And it lasts for, you know, a month or so, and then I got to do it again. So I do need to bring in and bring my tools in and fix it permanently. But, like, for anyone that has come in and went, wow, this toilet seat is not loose today, we must have a toilet fairy. You're looking at him. I'm the guy, okay? So, with that said, I want to know, what are you the fairy of? I'm the blank fairy.
Because I think a lot of women, perhaps, can fall into this category with you, Wally, because a lot of times moms have to find the things that are lost.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or something just magic, like your laundry just happens to magically be done. No. Mm-hmm. It was the laundry fairy, a.k.a. your mother.
Yo, absolutely. Like, I come home and there's a sandwich on the counter. I got a lunch fairy. I don't know who it is. My wife says she does it, but I don't know.
Nah.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Moms are great at this. So whether it's at home or whether it's at work, I'm just curious, you filling in this blank, I'm the blank fairy, okay? And then, because, again, you're an unsung hero, and we want to celebrate you. Just like the toilet fairy here at Way FM. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on. 855-33-WAY-FM. Fill in that blank. I am the blank fairy at home or work. Jessica, what are you the fairy of?
So I'm like the printer fairy at work. Mm-hmm. Every day I come in, and yesterday, it's so funny, I came in and the printer's like tilted sideways and like taken out of its spot. And I'm like, what's going on with the printer? And they're like, I don't know, it's not working, fix it. And sometimes it's like as little as a paper jam, or like you just need to reset it, turn it on and turn it off. Or if there's like a power outage and it disconnects from the computers, everyone's like, oh my goodness, what do we do? And it's literally like, guys, I got it.
The place would have shut down without you. Every office needs a printer fairy. Here, our printer fairy is Ruth. We know her by name. And she keeps our printer going. Because I always tell people, when you start a new job, the first and most difficult thing to do is figure out their printer. And so yes. Having you there is a godsend, Jessica.
Absolutely.
All right, lovely Nicolette. What fairy are you?
I am the... Here we go. There it is. Found it, fairy.
Moms are amazing at being able to find things. But here's the thing. I think it's because they move stuff. Like my wife, I'll know where something is for months in the fridge, and then all of a sudden I can't find it. And I'm like, honey, where did it go? Are we out of it? She's like, it's right in there. I'm like, well, it's not where it was. She's like, oh, now it's behind the such and such to the left of the thing in the bottom drawer. Like, how am I ever going to find that? It was perfect where it was.
Use your eyes. Like a common person.
I need Nicolette as a find it fairy.
Yes. I think you and my husband are related. He just told me that the other night.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, stop moving stuff, Nicolette.
Have a good morning, guys.
So, Katie, what are you the fairy of?
I am one of the soap fairies at work.
A soap fairy? Okay. What do you do?
Yes. I'm a teacher in Frisco, and we have a staff bathroom upstairs. And sometimes we'll go and put a nice soap in the bathroom instead of just the regular pump soap that's on the wall. It's always a nice thing to walk into the staff bathroom and go, oh, the soap fairy's been here. She brought nice soap for us to use.
That's great. And if you didn't do it, everyone would just have to use that bad soap, or they would run out and everyone would be like, I don't know, what do we do? What do we do? We can't do anything. You know?
Exactly.
I'm the butter fairy at work, actually. I bring in butter.
You are.
I am the butter fairy here because butter seems to just magically appear. It doesn't. It's me.
Well, makes everything more delicious.
For sure. Well, Katie, thank you. I appreciate you being a fellow fairy with me.
Thank you.
All right, Maria, you're up. What fairy are you?
The kitchen fairy at work.
Okay, what do you do? Because every workplace needs a kitchen fairy, or else the disgusting people that you work with would never clean or do anything.
Thank you. Yes.
She's like, I know, right? You've been to our place.
Yeah. The Keurig never... It just fills up by itself.
Yeah, it's just magic.
It puts the water in. Yes, it's all by itself. It's never ran out. The ice trays, never empty. I mean, I have never seen a kitchen fairy do so well. Microwave's always clean.
Oh.
The refrigerator's always clean. But the fairy gets upset when it's not clean. So.
Now, does the kitchen fairy get recognition for what she does?
Used to.
Oh, now it's because now they're taking you for granted. You know what you're going to have to do? This is going to go against all your fairiness. Is you're going to have to not do it. I know that's going to kill a part of you, but you've got to not do it. You have to let them live in their own filth for a minute,
yeah,
to then appreciate when the fairy does swoop back in.
But
then they will herald you again.
But then I can't cook my food in the microwave.
You're just going to have to order out, like just Postmates or something for a while.
Okay.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's a lot of bad news in the world, so we want to counteract that with a little good news. Giddy up, three rapid fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a 25-year-old nurse from Northern Ireland. She went to Australia, mate, for work in 2019. She ended up staying there because of the pandemic. She recently, though, flew home for the first time in 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Which is such a long time if you think about it, without seeing your family. And so she didn't tell anyone. And so similar to those kind of like military videos of them coming home, she surprises the family. Everybody goes nuts. It's so wholesome.
That's awesome, man. Those are the good things in life for sure. Good news, giddy up. Betty, go.
There's a woman in Florida putting us all to shame because recently she broke a record by running 95 marathons in 95 days.
How is that possible? Like,
I mean, don't
know. The logistics of that. And like, you finish, like, I would imagine you finish a marathon, you're pretty proud of yourself. You finish 2 in 2 days, you're really proud of yourself. You finish 3 in 3 days, you're like, why am I doing this?
Right.
Like, it's
but to
a
go
95,
to 95.
That is crazy. Well, good on her. This is kind of cool. Also from sports, there was a girl goalie in a guy hockey league. And at a hockey game, some people had been chanting disparaging comments to her.
Dude.
And it's like high school, too. So it's like, oh, come on, guys. Let's be better than this. Well, the cool thing is at the next game, more than 1,000 people showed up at the arena with signs like supporting her and stuff like that.
Aww.
And they normally draw about 200 to this thing. So 800 extra people in there to go, you know what? That was bad. We're going to lift you up. And it was a great, you know, feel-good
thing.
That's
so sweet.
So there you go. And that's a little bit of the good news going on in the world today. I have a friend who goes, wait, what? All the time when she misses something. Hey, it's Wally. And wait, what? Might be the same reaction you have right now when I tell you that United Faith Mortgage can help you refinance your home and get some much needed cash out to use however and for whatever you would like. And my friend and founder of United Faith Mortgage, Ryan, dropped this little wait, what on me.
Sometimes you can take out some cash and your payments actually go down. It's not every time, but I've seen it quite a bit.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but that was the case for me. Ryan ran the numbers and I can pull a really nice chunk of money out of my house and my monthly mortgage is going down. That's because interest rates are so low and housing values are so high, but it's not going to last forever. So make sure you talk to United Faith Mortgage today. So for a great way to better your family's financial future, call the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I have officially gotten to the point where I have accepted that I, you and I, a 26-year-old, am out of the loop on kids' slang terms and
happens.
What's cool with kids.
Happens.
Days.
But Gavin, you're my only hope here because Betty's too old. I'm too old. Sorry, but I mean, like, we hired
That's
you and we're
for
like.
Shizzle, not.
Ooh, nope, not goodness. Even close. That's why Gavin's here because you're going to be closer to the slang and you need to keep us young. You need to keep me alive. Here, Gavin. And so this is a really great service, especially if you have kids. You want to know what they're saying behind your back or even sometimes in front of your face. You want to understand them so you can relate. So I get that. So
Absolutely.
What do you got?
I'm hopeful for this. There's this list of the top slang words from 2021.
Okay, this will be a tutorial.
I think we're going to get a good job.
I think I know these.
Okay.
I should be.
Ghosted.
Ghosted, when you basically stop interacting with somebody socially, like phones or texting, things like that, you just drop off the planet.
Happens a lot over text. Salty.
Salty, when you are kind of, well, you're not savage, but you're a little bit, that's another word.
He's
but
trying.
But you're a little bit like...
sassy?
Sassy, that's
yeah,
a good word.
Yeah, there's a little bit of, yeah.
It's close
yeah.
to that.
Yeah.
Woke.
Woke, that is being aware of social issues.
Yeah.
My mom asked me that. My almost 80-year-old mother is staying with us, and she goes, I have to ask you a couple questions. I'm like, oh, wow, what is this going to be? And she was like, what does woke mean? I'm like, oh, that's an easy one. I'm like, so glad. But yeah, so I had to explain that to her, which was awesome. I love that she wanted to know.
Is she going
to
start using it from now on?
She does, yeah. She's great.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, do we all know what the... What goat means.
Yes, obviously.
The winner of a game. Like he, like everyone loves him.
You're the goat, the greatest of all time.
It's an acronym.
Yeah, goat.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, how rock. How could you not know that? You're so old.
Grandma Betty.
Absolutely. One more thing on the list.
Savage.
Oh, see, I already said that. Yeah, savage is like just the attack, and you're like, ooh, that was savage.
That's really salty and savage,
yeah,
Gavin.
That was good. That was good. Maybe you're not as old as we think, Rock.
For shizzle.
No, no,
oh,
that's not it.
It.
That was that. You just lost it all right there.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a prize just for playing Show Me the Money with us here. This is where I will give you some choices, and you have to tell me if something is worth more than something else. Okay, so for example, is Chris Kirkpatrick, one of the guys from NSYNC?
He was the one with the braids.
Yes.
And
yeah,
the earrings,
yeah.
Like
he,
you.
He was the one, sadly, that everyone overlooked. But he was actually like one of the business guys in there.
Yeah, but he sang all the high parts.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. But everyone
Little
loved...
Little Chris.
Everyone loved Justin, what's his face?
Timberlake.
Thank you.
And JC.
Yeah, and he didn't really come out and do much either, like after that. He had an album or two.
Yeah.
But Joey Fatone, I think, is more of a name than JC Chavez.
You know a lot.
I do, actually. Okay, so... is Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC worth more or less than one flight on Jeff Bezos' spaceship?
Oh.
Worth more or less?
Now, I'm pretty sure I read the other day, because of Tom Hanks, he right. would have had to pay $28 million
okay.
to
was
get
like
on.
Super high.
And then again, you would think Chris wouldn't be that much... But
remember,
I
he's
think
one
he's done
fifth
some
of
things.
The band, though. Like, so they well, he makes money every time that, like, we just paid him for playing that song.
That's true. And also, he's done some business things on the side. So I'm going to say he's worth more.
Worth more than a space flight.
He could have afforded it.
Okay, Gavin.
I probably
would have taken everything he had.
Maybe.
I'm still going with space being the expensive
space
thing.
Okay.
The flight on the rocket being more expensive.
Well, bad news for Chris Kirkpatrick. He could never go to space.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not worth that much?
He would have to borrow a lot of money from Justin Timberlake to get there. He's clocking in at $10
million. Okay, that's not shabby.
He's $18 million short of that space flight, though.
That's okay. Who needs to go to space?
Yeah, who needs
You're
that?
You're fine, Chris.
He's still got $10 million in a nice
car.
He can rent the movie.
Yeah, they got free cars. When the Viper came out, they did a thing for GM,
Ooh.
And GM gave them each two cars. So he,
the guys of NSYNC?
Yeah, so he got... He got a Viper, and
he's doing fine.
And he got a car for like his sister, which was like really
Dang.
Nice of him. Yeah, yeah. I used to know them back in the day. Just dropping that, but not anymore.
Let me just name drop
yeah,
a little
exactly.
bit.
All right, if you want to play with us, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how the game goes. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Mia, how are you doing today?
Super fantabulous.
Oh, well, that's really good. Okay, well, hopefully we keep that going and you win this game here. Got to get 2 out of 3 right. And all you have to do is tell us which is worth more. That's how we play Show Me the Money. So here we go. Who is worth more? Garfield, or to be more specific, Jim Davis, the guy who created that lovable cartoon cat, or PETA? Like how much PETA made last year?
Garfield.
You think Garfield the cat is worth more than PETA? Betty Rock, what do you think?
Well, Garfield had his heyday back in the day, and not so much anymore, and PETA is still going at it, so I'm going to go with PETA.
All right, well, one of you obviously is right, and fortunately, it's Mia!
Garfield is doing better than PETA?
$800 million Garfield is worth, and PETA only raised $66 million last year.
Ooh!
Yeah, so
thank you, God. I've never won anything. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Well, hang on one second before you give the big man all the praise. That's only one question, right? You got two more to go.
Whoa.
All right, so here we go. Is actress Zendaya worth more or less than Johnny Depp's Kentucky horse farm? Now, let me give you a little information about it. It's 42 acres, has 2 barns, 12 stalls, it's 6,000 square feet, and has a 6-bedroom house with an in-ground pool. Whoa. So, what do you think? Is Zendaya worth more than Johnny Depp's home?
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, hang on. Holy Spirit, activate! Holy Spirit, activate! Okay, I'm gonna go with Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp's home. Okay, well, somebody needs to activate a little more.
No!
Because Johnny Depp's home is only worth $1.9 million in Kentucky, but Zendaya is worth $15
million. No!
All right. We got us a God-sized nail biter here with you, Mia, as we come down to the final question. Who is worth more on Show Me the Money, Tom Cruise or Kylie Jenner?
Kylie Jenner.
You did not even wait on that.
I don't blame you on that one, Mia, because the Jenner family, the Kardashian family, they have so much
money. But they're so young. Tom Cruise has been an actor for years, making huge money in huge movies.
I know, but one of them even got on the billionaire list.
Well, you know what? I appreciate how positive you were about this whole thing, Mia. That continues. You won!
Woo!
Yeah, Mia!
Really?
Yep. Kylie Jenner is worth $700 million. Tom Cruise, only $600
million. Loser.
Loser with $600 million. That's an interesting perspective, Rock. Well, there you go. Mia, congratulations. You figured it all out, and you're a winner today.
Awesome.
Every story needs a hero.
You're a true hero.
And this one definitely checks that box. It's The Wally Show.
So last year, there was a 13-year-old boy named Abraham, and he found out he was born with a rare blood disorder and needed a bone marrow transplant. And later that year, they got better news that his transplant was successful, but all of this still qualified him for the Make-A-Wish organization, which grants kids wishes to kids with serious illnesses. Mm-hmm. And I love what Make-A-Wish does, man. And you have everything from kids wanting to be superheroes, and they have superheroes show up to doing all these amazing things that they wouldn't have normally gotten to do. But what makes Abraham so special is he wanted a wish that would last for a long time, but his wish wasn't for him. That's what's so crazy about this kid. It's so great. He wished that he could feed homeless people. Like, that was his wish. He wanted Make-A-Wish to help him feed homeless people. And even his mom, you know, because as parents, you're like, we don't always off the bat encourage our kids' selflessness. We're like, wouldn't you rather have a PlayStation? His mom was like thinking that, you know, and she said that, and he's like, no, I want to make sure that people are taken care of. And so Make-A-Wish helped Abraham organize a day to hand out food where he lives in Mississippi, gave him the supplies and everything, and got stuff donated from a local business, and they ended up feeding like 80 people that day, and they're committing to doing this once a month for an entire year with them.
That is so sweet, and you just don't see that in kids his age.
No, and so, I mean, he already had his own little battle, and then turns out that his whole thing is paying it forward and helping other people.
But
I love that.
But I think also it can be an inspiration to show kids, like, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, you can make an impact.
Absolutely.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are crammed into the time machine yet again for another Flashback Friday. And today our pilot is Pilot Sean. Do you prefer Pilot John or Captain John, John?
Captain sounds good.
Okay, or Commander Sean would actually work too.
Yeah, there we go.
That sounds like we have a bigger time machine. So Commander Captain Sean, I would just give them all to him.
That's confusing.
Well, he's kind of a big deal. Commander Captain Sean, what song do you want to hear on our time machine today?
It would be He from Jars of Clay.
Okay, now Jars of Clay has a couple big hits, Flood being one of them from back in the day. He, not necessarily a giant hit, so why'd you go with this one?
The song is about how Jesus, he's there for you through thick and thin. And unfortunately, as a child, there's times where, discipline was mixed with anger and lines were crossed. Wow. You know, it got to a point where my mom was trapped and she had to leave and they got divorced. And because, essentially the school was saying, if he comes to school with another black eye, we're going to call CPS kind of thing. And then from there, she was trapped. She didn't have financial backing to take care of two kids on her own very well. So she ended up having roommates and, boyfriends and stuff that ultimately opened doors for even further abuse for me, unfortunately. It was rough. I really wish that song would have been around at that time because it probably would have been something to build me up and let me know, those who love me and should be protecting me may have failed a little bit, but God doesn't.
That's interesting that you're doing it looking back on it now and still finding some kind of comfort in it, going, okay, this is true. Because a lot of people might say, well, where was God in the middle of all this when it was happening to you and all the bad things happening to you? How do you address that?
We live in a corrupt world. And he even says, that it rains on the just and the unjust, unfortunately, but he doesn't let us go. He doesn't let us fail, and he'll take the bad and make it good. In high school, that when that song came out for me, it was something that kind of helped me mend some wounds that I was hiding.
Well, man, as tough as it is, the reason for the song, I love that it's there and then it could maybe help somebody else. Maybe the song was a little late for you, but it could be just the thing somebody needs to hear today, even though
Absolutely.
It's an old song that's working through some of this stuff. So thank you so, so much for the seriousness of your selection. It's He by Jars of Clay on Flashback Friday here on The Wally Show.
Don't try to reach me.
This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source. Of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining.
Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Both late night talk show hosts Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel got thrown for a loop recently when their celebrity guests decided to switch shows without telling them.
I love this. As an interviewer, I would hate this, but right. as somebody watching it, I would love this.
So if you don't understand, let me explain. Will Ferrell, he was supposed to be interviewed by Jimmy Fallon. The same night, Ryan Reynolds had an interview with Jimmy Kimmel.
Because they did a movie together. Spirited. It's like a
it's
movie
coming
musical.
Out a little
yeah.
bit later. It's like a Christmas thing.
Okay, so maybe they've become fast friends. Yeah. I don't know. But the two actors decided to swap shows and give the hosts a surprise. So these guys, Kimmel, Fallon, they're expecting to interview the other person. They didn't get it. If you didn't catch the shock, here's how it went down for Ryan Reynolds with Jimmy Fallon.
Will called, said he was running a little late, asked me if I'd jump in for him.
How late is Will running?
He's going to be here in about a half past. Never. Will's not coming.
Because as someone that interviews people, you prepare for that person.
Oh, yeah. And he was prepared for Will Ferrell's right. new movie that's coming out. He has no questions. He's like, how's the family?
That's so great. Because, yeah, you think you know a lot about a person yeah. until you haven't prepared. And
right.
then you're like, I got nothing.
Well, then Will Ferrell, of course, showed up for Ryan Reynolds' interview with Jimmy Kimmel.
Wow. Yeah. What are you Where's Ryan?
Ryan couldn't make it. I got a text from him, said he was running late, which usually means he's not going to show up.
Right.
Of anybody that could roll with this, though, I think Kimmel could actually switch gears and do it better than Fallon, believe it or not. I do believe that.
Statement.
Do you know why I say that? Because Kimmel was a radio guy. Kimmel started in radio in L.A. with a show out there.
Yes, but Fallon was on SNL. And you really have to roll with the punches because that's live television.
Yeah, but it's all scripted. Like, it's not improv.
I don't know.
I have to go back and watch it. We should go back and watch him and AB him and see who handled the flip better. But good on Will and Ryan. That's extremely mm-hmm. funny. I love that. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And you've probably heard that saying, speak your mind. But apparently people are more afraid than ever to do that.
That's right, because I found this thing that claims that right now, we are more afraid than ever before to speak our mind. So they did this poll, and more than half of the people claimed they held back at least once in the past 18 months because they felt it would be, quote, emotionally or physically unsafe.
Oh, wow. That's kind of crazy.
That says a lot, because if people can't speak what's on their mind, then we are miss out on a lot of things.
You know who's to blame for this? Is oversensitive cancel culture people. Honestly. Like, because what happens is when every word out of your mouth gets checked and vilified, you can no longer have an opinion. You can no longer speak your mind. You can no longer speak truth because you now become the victim or you become the villain, and all of a sudden you are canceled. Like, and it's not helping. We're trying to be all woke, but it's not helping our society. Cancel culture is not adding to our society. It's actually making it worse, far worse, I think, really. We had a meeting yesterday where our bosses came in and they were like, hey, we want you to free range, speak your mind. We want to make this ministry even better. How do we do that? You can talk about anything you want. And there was at first this hesitancy of people kind of like,
you don't want to be the first one.
Right. And then somebody jumped in. I don't think it was me this time. Somebody jumped in and it was like, oh, all right, let's do this. We're in. And at one point, my blood pressure got up to 193 over 110 and I had to take a pause.
You actually literally shut down. Like, I saw you kind of like,
did you notice that?
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling good. My blood pressure got a little out of whack.
He was getting triggered.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. It was physically unsafe for me, I guess. But, you know, so, I mean, but it was a great meeting, and I love the fact that they give us that opportunity to improve. But you got to have thick skin when you open that door, too. You
right. know? And I think there are times where maybe you've done something hurtful to someone. You didn't realize it. Or maybe you're doing something hurtful to yourself. But you needed someone that you loved and you trusted in your life to speak that truth, to speak their mind and say, hey, you either hurt me in this way or I think you're hurting yourself in this way. And you're thankful that they felt the ability to be honest with you.
Yeah, like at the end, I was talking to one of the guys and I'm like, hey, if I got like overactive or overzealous, I apologize, you know, and it's like, no, you're good. That's what we wanted, you know, and so it's like, we want to hear from you. And so I get that. Like, I'll tell you a story in a minute. I had a person in my life early in my career say something that hurt me but it was truth that I needed to hear, mm-hmm. you know, and I didn't enjoy it, and it's still in my brain, but it was a good thing for me ultimately. So what is that truth maybe that you didn't want to hear, or you're glad that somebody spoke up and told you something, even if it was a little painful? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We love having you on the show. We got time for a couple calls on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Danielle, thank you for joining us. Are you glad that somebody in your life had the relationship or the concern enough for you to speak up and tell you something, even if it wasn't easy?
Oh, yes, definitely. I failed my board test for my therapy license, and I was, like, discouraged, and it took me a whole year to study, and my brother's like, suck it up, buttercup. You need to retake that test. You paid way too much for this degree.
That's great.
And I did it, and I passed.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes you need that injection of hard truth or somebody not coddling you and being like, hey, you got to do this. Get it done. And it will jumpstart you and get you out of that place. And it worked. It got you to the place where now you are living what you wanted to do. I love it.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm very thankful for him.
Now, the good thing is you have a pass for the next time he has something that is going on in his life, and you can be brutally honest with him,
because
you can go, remember the buttercup thing? Here's your buttercup moment.
Totally.
So, Kathy, have you ever been in that place where someone spoke up and told you something that you needed?
I wanted to share a little nugget that we have really instilled in our children and our family. Truth only hurts when it's supposed to. In other words, it pricks your heart for something you need to really think about that you're doing, or something that you've said, or something that you've done.
Yeah, that's a really interesting perspective, because if it lands, then you know that maybe I've got something going on. Like, I remember when I first started in radio, I had a guy I super respected named Steve-O, and we all wanted to be this guy. He was so cool. And one time he goes, man, he goes, you just got to stop. You're always on, and everyone around you is a target. He's like, you're really funny, but you insult everybody all the time, because that's kind of how my humor was. That has stuck with me to this day. And believe it or not, Rock, this is a much better version of me. Like, much better.
Really?
Yes, really.
To me, it seems like you could use a little bit more time with Steve-O.
He's a jerk. No.
There's an app for that.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there are a million apps, and it's easy to miss them. So from time to time, we like to highlight some. Now, I know this one's going to seem like, but not everybody knows about this. There's the YouVersion Bible app, okay? And it's a way you can have the Bible on your phone, and you don't have to, you know, be carrying one with you if that's not mm-hmm. what you like to do. Mm-hmm. And there are a bunch of different versions, but this one is one of the biggest versions. And so the reason I bring this up is that the Bible has consistently been the best-selling book of all time. But now the YouVersion Bible app has joined that illustrious legacy. They are celebrating the app, the first faith-based app to reach 500 million installs.
Whoa.
Nice. Yes.
That is a big deal.
That is, right? Like, because like this year, about 64 billion chapters of the Bible have been read or listened to through them.
Wow.
Like, yeah, and I think with the pandemic going on and people looking for, you know, help and peace and comfort and strength, that's what happens in bad times. People turn to faith, and so they don't always find it in the traditional way. So you're like on your phone, oh, here's an app. Well, let me look at this, and it starts people down that path, which I think is
great.
And
that's what's so awesome, too, because it's free. You can download it on your phone, and it's easy access.
Well, it's a sign, too, that maybe in this messed up world that faith is still alive and well, and people are searching for God. That was kind of my takeaway from it. But it features Bible plans that you can read, like reading plans, because it's always hard to know how to start doing that. Where do I start? What do I read? They have verses of the day, verse images, and they highlight different things, and you can share stuff. But they have 2,600 versions of the Bible.
Woo.
So there's a ton of different options for you there, and they have it in 1,700 languages. So there's no reason to not spend time in the Bible. But if you don't like the app version of that, here's the other great news. You can get a free Bible from us right now at wayfm.com. So if you want to go old school and flip the pages, I'm that guy. I don't have the app on my phone. I'd rather have the hard Bible in my hand. And so you can get a free one at wayfm.com.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.